Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The wood of the mahogany tree yields some of the most valuable lumber in the world. Cherished for its beautiful luster and resistance to rot, mahogany is native to Asia, but it grows unappreciated in our area. It is found in the yards of old house places, especially those of tenant farmers in the Delta lands. The chinaberry tree is a type of mahogany with wood just as attractive as that found on fine furniture. Introduced to North America in the late 18th century and having no natural enemies, it has colonized the southern half of the United States and up the eastern seaboard. Leaf litter from chinaberry causes the soil to become more alkaline and discourages other plants from growing nearby. The tree may have often been planted around house places because it grows fast and provided shade in a sea of cotton fields. Rural people use the yellow marble-sized fruit of chinaberry to make whiskey and soap. The bark of the root was used to treat intestinal parasites, and the leaves were said to discourage botfly larvae in horses. The actual benefits of these chinaberry products and homegrown remedies may have been more harmful than helpful because the berries and other parts of the plant are moderately toxic to humans and livestock. Even today, chinaberry poisoning occurs, with pigs and dogs most often reported. Birds, however, seem immune to the poison and only exhibit varying degrees of intoxication after overindulging in the fruit. Modern medical research indicates that a product in chinaberry leaf tissue may be effective in treating the human herpes virus, something the Delta sharecroppers could not have imagined when they planted the trees as a respite from the southern summer heat 100 years ago.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.